The tight bubble of total focus. You know, that's one of my core routines. Simply start installing, we can talk about it tomorrow, but install a tight bubble of total focus around your trinity of facets. Okay? Don't watch the news. Don't populate your life with energy vampires. Turn off your notifications and go dark for a significant period of time. But please install a tight bubble of total focus at least for 2 or 3 hours every single day. Game changer. Solitude, beauty, silence. In, you know, Bill Gates, we all know it, had his dream weeks. If you look at the poets, the authors, the scientists, they have their laboratories. All great productive people had this in common. They divorced themselves from society and they went out to the wilderness on a daily basis. You can be world class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. And if you do these kinds of things I'm teaching you, the world will call you eccentric. This is where you got to develop the interior core where you don't, where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you. Sounds really obvious. It is a neurobiological wiring. It served us thousands of years ago. We wanted to fit into the crowd because if we left the crowd or our social network, we would die of starvation or we would be eaten by saber-toothed tigers. Now we're in the modern age and we are frightened. We are terrified. Our amygdala goes crazy. Cortisol, the fear hormone, starts to pulse through our system if we leave the crowd. But you can be a titan or you can be average. You can't do both. And part of being at world class, you've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people like the people in this room who really don't care that much about what people think of them. It sounds obvious. You can deconstruct it in your journal tonight. But ask yourself, how much do I care about what people say to me? One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?